Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and consistently make progress toward your goals. Why does delegation feel hard, even when you know how important it is? Most leaders assume it would feel easier if they were better at delegating or had a stronger process. And while those things help, they don't address the real reason delegation often feels uncomfortable. Delegation is one of those leadership skills we all know we need. As leaders and business owners, we reach a point where growth depends on our ability to let go. Doing more ourselves is no longer what is going to move the business or the team forward. Today's insight is not about the skill or tactics of delegation. Rather, it's about the beliefs that keep leaders from delegating. Because when delegation feels uncomfortable, it's usually pointing to something deeper. For example, in coaching conversations, I often hear clients say, "It's faster if I just do it. I'll delegate once the team is more ready or has more experience." Or, "It's better if I do it. They don't do it as well as I do." And when leaders say these things, they're not technically wrong. Delegating can take more time at first. New team members do need time to acclimate to their roles, and people will likely do things differently. But in coaching conversations, these statements aren't usually the real issue. They point to deeper beliefs around trust, control, and leadership identity that need to be worked through. Delegation exposes more than just how work gets done. First, it exposes what leaders still believe makes them valuable. For many leaders, their value has been tied to being the one who executes, fixes, or makes things happen. Letting go can feel like letting go of relevance. Second, it exposes where leaders insert themselves out of habit, even when their role has changed and their involvement is no longer required. And third, it exposes whether leaders are willing to release control of outcomes, not just tasks. Leaders may hand off steps, but stay closely involved to ensure the result matches their standard. And when that happens, ownership never fully transfers. Delegation requires a shift in leadership identity. Your value is no longer in doing the work yourself. It's in creating clarity, setting direction, and developing people who can carry outcomes forward. Delegation also asks leaders to tolerate some discomfort. The discomfort of watching someone else approach a problem differently, or of knowing the outcome may be good, but not identical to how you would have done it. If delegation has felt challenging, it could be because your leadership role has evolved. And before you try a new process, tool, or tactic, pause and look at what you're holding on to and why. Take a moment to decide how you will apply today's insight. What is one priority, decision, or action you will follow through on to consistently make progress toward your goals? This is where real results come from. If this episode was useful, follow Elite Achievement to continue building clarity and execution into how you work.